Do you remember the last time you went through a trial or a storm in your life? While you were in that storm, you couldn't see your way through, right? But when the dust settled, the storm passed, and you had an opportunity to reflect on those moments, that's when you began to realize that God was the architect behind it all. Now, He didn't cause the issue, but He orchestrated your escape. And in hindsight, you realize that the trial made you stronger, more patient, better equipped, and dare I say, you saw God's love and providence in your deliverance. And yes, a better understanding of His love for us. Hey, I'm Ken Gober, and this is your Paycheck Podcast for December 14th. You know, I like to listen to music during my morning quiet time. And I recently heard a song that stayed with me throughout the entire week. It was a song entitled Blessing, written, recorded, and released by Christian artist Laura Story. This song brings out the age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people? I believe that God uses the trials and issues of life to strengthen us and increase our faith in Him. When I was younger, I was very active in sports, and there was a saying that the coaches would shout at us while in training, no pain, no gain. Now, what that meant was during training and conditioning, if you didn't feel the burn or fatigue while running sprints and various drills, or if you didn't feel your muscles tightening and becoming rubber during strength training, you weren't working hard enough, and most importantly, you weren't getting stronger. No pain, no gain. The lyric of the chorus reads, 'cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? No pain, no gain. Now, I'm sure you recognize the pattern in that chorus. Raindrops versus blessings. Tears versus healing. God's presence versus sleepless nights. And mercies versus trials of this life. No pain, no gain. I believe that some of life's difficult moments are opportunities for us to grow closer to God and His will for our lives. Look at Job and the story of Job. What Job didn't see in his trials was that God was doing something even greater in his life. His faith was strengthened in God, and most importantly, Job learned to trust God even when logic said not to. In his calamity came opportunity, and I like to say that he was blessed for his stress. Job verse 4 and 10 in the Message translation says, God restored his fortune and then doubled it. We must always remember that this world is not our home. As the old timers used to say, we're just sojourners traveling through this barren land. There is a greater glorious day waiting for us, and that is the day we see our Savior face to face. Finally, the last chorus has a line that says, what if my greatest disappointments is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? I'm Ken Gober, and this is your Paycheck Podcast.